You're listening to Deep Pockets by Investa, a podcast where we feature some of the best traders and business people in the industry to help you grow your finances and pursue your passion.
Alright, what's up mga ka-Investa? Welcome back to another episode of Deep Pockets by Investa. And today, I am joined by a very, very special guest, our good friend sa Investa, and actually one of our partners no Trading Cup 2020, si Boss Irving Chin. Boss, kamusta?
Hi guys, hello. Good evening. No? So okay naman. Medyo masarap ang buhay ngayon. Ganado sa trading, crypto, PSE, whatsoever. Ayun, yun lang naman.
Yan, solid. So Boss, for the benefit of those na baka hindi pa kayo kilala, could you give us a short introduction about yourself?
Ayan, so hi, my name is Irving Chin. No? I've been a full-time trader for the past 6 years and I have a mentoring program. No? Ay, putik yan. I have a mentoring program bigla. I have mentored a lot of students already. No? So, kumbaga meron na rin from that time na nasa ZFT pa ako, then partnership with Captain, I created my own program, no? So yung the foundation. So yun lang naman. So we're trading cryptocurrency and the local market lang naman so far. But hopefully anytime soon we will be trading US na rin, US and Hong Kong stocks.
Yun, solid. All right. So siguro we can start off this session. Maybe I'm not sure if a lot of people may know this, but I'm interested to know how and when did you begin your journey sa world ng stock market, ng trading, investing?
Pucha, nakaka-reminis, no? Pero, tayo na, baka okay lang naman magmura dito, no?
Dala ng emosyon, pero wag masyado.
Sige. medyo madumi kasi yung bunganga ko, pero baka mapaghalataan kasi yung ano yung edad natin, no? But basically, it all started, yun, nasa Lasal pa ako. I took up industrial engineering. Tapos meron kami units ng financial management sa course ko sa IE. So, doon ako, no? Doon nagmulat yung mata ko, no? So, nakakatawa yun. Parang around 2007 to 2008 ata. Hindi ko na matandaan, no? Parang nirequire kami ng professor ko sa Lasal, si Prof. Ano, Prof. Brian Gobaco, to go to Tektite. Yung ito yung panahon na ano na libre pa yung sandwich. Libre pa ata yung sandwich sa ano sa Call Financial. So kailangan na required kami pumunta doon at mag-attend ng seminar. So I was fortunate enough to attend one of the seminars. Hindi ko lang matandaan kung sino yung nag-discuss noon yung nandoon sa Tektite. But ang hindi ko makalimutan doon is parang pucha, ano, parang pera-pera, parang ganoon. Parang pwedeng kumita ng pera dito. Then, after a few years, after graduated, parang, syempre, nag-work na. Dito ko na-realize sa parang, pucha, yung sahod ko sa isang buwan. Payat? Pucha, isipin mo, yung monthly, after I graduated, yung monthly salary ko na nasa 13,500 lang to 14,000 pesos. Parang sabi ko, pucha, paano ko mapubuhay dito? Kailangan ko maging ano? Kailangan ko mag-invest? Kailangan ko matuto how to make money? And at the same time, parang kailangan kong palaguin yung pera ko. So dito ako naging mas interesado sa ano sa stock market. So around 2011 ata, yung office ko kasi sa may Ortigas lang, sa may malapit sa UANP. So para sabi ko, pucha, mag-open na nga ako ng account ng ano, mag-open ako ng account sa Call Financial. So nilakad ko lang, literal na nilakad ko lang siya para sabi ko, kuha ko ng form. Tapos yun, online deposit. Tapos parang I think the first stock that I bought was Meralco eh. Parang 2 months na salary ko, mga around 30,000 yung pinasok ko sa Meralco. Tapos during that time, parang ito parang very unusual to for a first liner. No? Parang I think I bought it at around 230 pesos ata. Tapos sumipa siya in a few days sa 300 pesos. Parang pucha. See, parang that's close to 15% ata eh, if my mental math is correct, no. So para sabi, uy, pucha, may pera talaga dito. So doon ako naging mas interesado mag-trade, no, or mag-invest sa stock market kasi parang pucha, wala akong ginagawa, pinindot ko lang yung buy. Kumita na ako ng how much. During that time, parang malaki na yun sa akin, yung 10%, parang 3,000 ata yung 4,000 pesos, pero parang feeling ko nanalo ako sa lotto, parang ganun yung feeling. So yun, then eventually it it progressed to looking at the forums, yung Finance Manila. Shout out pala kay boss Bruce ng Tower Securities, no, one of the owners dati ng Finance Manila. Ayun, basa-basa, tapos usap-usap, doon ko nakilala yung mga speculator, sila Hot Tip, sila Long Neck, sila Dragon. Tapos syempre nakilala natin doon yung una kong mentor, si Z-Freaks. So ayun, naging curious lang, tapos naipit ako sa PX Paxis. Tapos ayun, doon na. Nang naipit ako doon, para sabi ko po siya, parang nabudol tayo dito. Ah. Parang during that time, hinawakan ko siya for 2 years, negative 20% ako eh. Tapos eventually, parang sabi ko sa sarili ko, parang kailangan ko na mag-step up kasi tumatanda na tayo at the same time. Parang payat yung kinikita natin, parang yung monthly salary ko during that time, mga 25,000 to 30,000 pesos lang. Eh. Kumbaga parang, pucha, isipin mo ganong monthly salary, paano ka makakabili ng bahay sa Manila? Diba? So, I took that leap of faith at nag-enroll ako dun sa program nila Z, yung Subasta. So, buti na lang, nakapasok tayo dun. So, ayun, ganun na naman. Pucha, ang dami ko na sinabi, no?
Ay, maganda naman yung kwento.
Oo. Ayun, nag-evolve lang siya from there. Ituloy ko ba or mabaya na lang?
Oo, sige. Meron ka pang gusto i-share.
Hindi, ayun. So, parang may sinama ko doon eh, doon sa si Melvin. Parang sabi ko sa kanya, pre, aral tayo stock market. Mukhang magaling tong si Z-Freaks tsaka sila Kidlat. Aral kami, pucha, ano, nag-message sa amin, deposit daw ng pera sa ganitong bank account. Siyempre, parang at the back of our mind, pucha, paano kung mascam kami dito? Hindi namin kinala eh. Kumbaga parang naniningil, no? Para sa, sige na nga. Total, parang during that time, hindi pa naman talaga siya yung subasta. So, parang we paid close to 50,000 pesos during that time. So, para sabi na lang namin sa sarili namin, sige, okay lang kung scam to, at least it's only 2 months of our salary. Pero buti na lang, talagang nag-deliver yung sila Z, sila George, tsaka si Kidlat, si Christian. Ayun, tapos doon na nagsimula. Kami actually yung pinakaunang batch. Medyo sabog pa yung program. For 4 months yung program namin, 3 to 4 months. That's every day. Eh during that time pare, nasa Iligan kasi ako naka-base. Tapos araw-araw akong tumatakbo. Tumatakbo ako ng 5 kilometers to 10 kilometers per day. Sobrang payat ko nun dati. Tapos nung nag-aral ako ng stock market, grabe yung midnight snacks ko, pare. Midnight snacks. Parang tumaba ako ng tumaba. In 4 months. Kasi yung klase namin, 3 to 4 hours, eh wala pa structure nun. Kung mga para whatever floats their boat, yun yung tinuturo. So, buti na lang, kahit pa paano, may natutunan naman. Ayun, doon lang nag-revolve yung journey ko sa the stock market. And eventually, ayun nga, I was able, after a year from that program, ayun, na-trade natin si, meron ako na-trade, which is si Ion. Yung pera ko noon was only 300,000, naging 1.2 million siya in just 4 days. So, marami atang, I think a lot of traders were able to make money during this time, Ion, sila Vita. Pero ito actually, itong si Ion, ito yung parang nagpa full-time trading sa akin na parang sabi ko, pucha, mag-resign na ako sa trabaho ko. I'll just do this full-time. So ayun. Now here I am with you.
solid. So based dun sa kinuwento mo, I'm curious about a few things. Number one, you mentioned na you held this stock. Parang tama ba? 2 years tapos
yes.
At a loss.
Yes.
So bakit hinawakan yun ng ganun katagal? Wala pa ba kayong, at the time, wala pa kayong
wala
system
pa.
Or wala pa kayong
wala spanning? Pa. Wala pa talaga. Para nangyari kasi noon, di ba sabi ko nga sa'yo, I was a avid fan of Finance Manila. Hindi na ata siya buhay ngayon. But I was messaging this person. Kasi alam mo naman sa mga forums, kapag maganda yung narrative and story, parang mapapabili ka kahit anong sabihin eh. So, nangyari sa akin, parang sinasabi kasi nung tao na yun, si Hot Tips, etong si Paxis, para meron daw siyang 2 billion na cash reserves. So yung book value daw niya relative to the market price, sobrang layo. So parang during that time, I bought it at 3 pesos. Parang sinasabi niya the book value is around 7 pesos. So parang sabi ko, pucha, no brainer ba ito? Magdodoble pera ko in kung ma-realize yung book value. So dito kasi pare, parang yun nangyari sa akin. Hindi pa talaga ako marunong sa risk management. Ang alam ko lang is buy and hold. Kasi alam naman natin na all of us na kapag pumasok sa stock market, we are all investors. Kasi sabi ko nga sa iyo, di ba? Buy and hold lang alam natin. Pero meron pala mga other ways on making money in the stock market, which is yung ginagawa natin ngayon, which is yung trading talaga. Buy and sell. Ito kasi yung ginawa ko, talagang buy and hold. Tapos kapag mag 7 pesos, benta. So, pucha, buti na lang, nakalabas tayo ng buhay doon. Pare, 20% down yun. Eh, yung port ko noon, 300,000 lang. So, I was down 60,000 para sa akin. Parang kung titingnan mo siya, based on my profile during that time, parang, hindi, okay lang to kasi investment naman siya eh. At ang investor, hindi nakakat. Parang ganun yung mentality ko during that time. But, bumukas yung mind ko when I studied yung technical analysis at the same time risk management. Kasi alam naman natin pare na yung edge mo as a trader is all about risk management eh. So ayun.
so yung stock, di pangalan?
PAX.
Umabot ba sa book value ever o hindi?
Hindi. Parang nakalabas lang ako ng buhay. Parang break even lang yung nangyari. So, para sabi ko, nung bumalik siya doon sa presyo ko, benta ko na to. Tapos sabi ko, buti nakalabas ako, gamitin ko na lang yung pera na to enroll doon sa program nila Zee tsaka nila Cap. Kaya, swerte lang din. Sometimes, destiny eh. May ganong factor eh.
Tama. Naniniwala ako dyan. Okay, totoo. Thanks for sharing your story, no boss. So, siguro now we can transition from that. A while ago, you talked about the foundation. Maybe I can ask you, how important is it, in your opinion, for a trader to be in the right community?
Okay, that's a very good question. No? So, let me answer you with this quote, no? Coming from my mentor, si T. Harv Eker. Lagi niya sinasabi sa amin, environment is stronger than willpower. Environment is stronger than willpower. No? So, it's very easy to fall into the trap sa trading to trade on your own or become a lone wolf. Kasi parang kung titingnan mo, it's about me and the charts lang naman. But what if nagkamali ka? What if hindi mo makorek yung sarili mo, yung mga mistakes mo? And having that kind of community makes you accountable to these people. Kung mga parang, they would correct you eh. They would correct you kung nagkakamali ka. And having the right community molds you into a way na parang maging holistic trader ka. Pero ito yung dadagdag ko lang pare. Let me ask you this question pare. Yung sinabi mo, yung when you told your parents that you'll be full, I'm assuming you're a full-time trader, no? So when you told your parents na magiging full-time trader ka, anong unang sinabi sa'yo na magulang mo?
Unang nila sinabi sa akin? Well, una, di ako full-time trader kasi nag-work ako sa Investa. Pero yun, sobrang laki ng focus sa trading din. I guess hindi ko maalala exactly ako sinabi. Pero syempre, may konting skepticism. Kasi di sila trader, di sila masyado gets yung right? So, yun, may onting skepticism yung comments na sinabi nila first.
Ayun. So, alam natin dito sa Pilipinas na less than 1% ang financial literate and less than 1% ang nagpa-participate sa stock market natin. So, kumbaga, sa amin, no, in my background, no, I'm a Filipino-Chinese. And there's this parang paano ko ba sabihin parang belief na stock market is parang casino. So, with that being said, only a few people understands what we are doing. And having that kind of community that understands what you're doing is a big help. Kasi parang sabi ko sa'yo, pare, nung sinabi ko sa magulang ko na, pa, ma, kumita ako ng 1M sa isang stock. Alam mo una sasabihin sa alam mo una sinabi nila sa akin. Nagjo-joke ka ba? Totoo ba 'yan o nang gagago ka ba or whatsoever? It's always like that eh. And that is kapag panalo. Panalo ka ng 1M. Eh pucha, paano kung talo ka ng 1M? Maiintindihan ka ba nila? Kaya mo ba sabihin niya sa asawa mo? Diba? So, having that kind of community that knows what you're doing and knows the ins and outs of trading. It's very crucial eh. Kung baka parang support group mo yan eh. Support group mo na parang kumari, oh, I lost money in this trade. Bawi tayo. Parang having that committee that supports you, that understands you. At the same time, syempre, kapag nananalo ka, ano rin, they're happy for you. Hindi sila yung, pucha, nang jo-joke ka lang, hindi, scammer ka ta eh. Yung mga ganun banat. So, it's really important to have that community that knows the ins and outs of what you're doing. Kasi parang ano na siya eh, parang ito hindi ko alam no, but parang when I in the first few years of my life as a full-time trader, lagi akong sinasabihan, pucha, yan si Irving, putang ina, tamad yan, nasa bahay lang, nasa harap lang ng computer, papindot-pindot lang. 'Di ba? That's very normal eh. That's very normal. So, having that support group na parang marami kami ganito yung ginagawa and we are making a living out from it. And pucha, right now, COVID season, pucha, paano ka magninegosyo? It's very difficult. Diba? Ang hirap maghanap ng trabaho ngayon. Mm-hmm. And trading is one of the skills na napaka maganda na meron ka ngayon. Whether you're trading cryptocurrencies, you're trading forex, you're trading US markets, or even the local market. Pucha, parang sabi ko sa sarili ko, parang we are actually in the right place at the right time. Diba, Toma? Kung titingnan mo, parang napakaswerte natin na pucha, almost everyone is having a difficult time in this COVID season, pero tayo, sitting pretty tayo. Diba, parang we can make a living trading the markets. Tapos kunwari may super play, magkatasa natin, oh. Itong kinita natin, good for one year na, hindi mo na kailangan magano. So that's the beauty of trading. Eh pero anyways though, I'm not bashing yung regular jobs or whatsoever, no, but knowing how to trade can sometimes can let you live the life that you want. Parang that's my opinion on it.
Ganda. So a while ago when you were making your point about yung being in the right community, you're talking about syempre whenever parang yung kapag you're losing, you have that support group. So kayo boss, personally, whenever let's say you go through drawdowns or setbacks sa trading, specifically drawdowns, how do you or losing streaks, how do you handle those situations?
Okay. So dito medyo magiging medyo explicit ako, no. So kung nanonood kayo, medyo NSFW. Not safe for work, yung sasabihin ko, no. Pero usually nung hindi pa COVID, no, ang ginagawa ko is kapag consecutive drawdowns ako, I just go out of the house, walk around. Paminsan nga nakikita ko si JC eh, kasi Makati lang kasi nakatira. So I just walk around going to Greenbelt. Paminsan nakakasalubong kami. Parang ginagawa ko, pupunta na ako ng park sa Legazpi or sa Ayala Triangle. Bibili na ako ng ice cream. Kailangan ko lang ma-detach doon sa nangyari sa akin. At the same time, I need to detach myself from that losses and have that confidence that I can bounce back better. Kasi Toma, sa totoo lang, no, itong trading, it is a skill. I mean, it's a business or a work that is sobrang crucial yung self-confidence. very crucial no. Kaya kung mapapansin mo, a lot of successful traders, kung hindi mo sila kilala, parang feeling mo ang yabang nila. Yung mga talagang successful traders, parang ang feeling mo ang yabang nila, pero sa totoo lang, they just have that self-belief that they are the best. And trading is a game of confidence eh. So kailangan mo lang talagang ano, kailangan mo lang talaga mag-gain back yung confidence mo. Pero besides eating ice cream no. akala mo tebats eh, no, hindi, joke lang. Besides eating ice cream no. The more important thing to do is to gain back your confidence. And how can you gain back your confidence with successive losses no? Just go for small wins. Parang oh, go for an exercise oh. Nakapag-jog ako ng 3 kilometers. I paid my rent for my body. Or kumain ako ng salad. O, pusha, healthy to. It's a win. Or makasama ko yung baby girl ko. Yung mga ganun, di ba? So, mga ganun bagay. You just have to collect small wins eh. At eventually, it would ripple down to your trading. Pero pare, drawdowns are very normal, no? Drawdowns are very normal. So, wala akong kilalang trader na walang drawdown. Kung wala silang drawdown, pucha, hindi trader yon. Estirero yon.
Excuse me. Solid. So, teka, may natawa ako sa sinabi mo, nawala talaga sa isip ko yung next question ko. So, you talked about, ayun, no, what I wanted to say was pala, to piggyback on your point, siguro 2 years ago ko lang na nakuha yung importance ng maintaining that certain level of self-confidence nung nag-event kami sa Singapore, yung Invest Summit Singapore, speaker namin si Mark Ritchie Jr. Yung topic niya was all about that. Parang protecting your mental capacity. That's why doon ako na nagka-conviction na pag tumatama sa cut, ano pa ako, at baka baba ko yung cut ko, mga 2 cents pa ako. 1.90, 1.88, ganun. So, nakatay ko pa, di ba? Hanggang sa naging bad habit di ako nag-cut ka agad. What I learned was, cutting your losses not only to protect your capital, but also to protect your mental capacity or yung self-confidence. So, tama sinabi mo, series of losses can affect your confidence tremendously.
Yes. I totally agree with you, no? I totally agree with you.
Yun, okay. So, may sabihin ba kayo?
Wala.
Akala ko may point pa kayo. sorry. Lumapit kayo sa mic.
So,
you talking about a while ago, diba? Yung nagja-jogging ka, tapos minsan, lagi, since friends tayo sa Facebook, minsan nakikita ko yung story mo na nag-deadlift ka, ganyan. So, I'm curious, what is your daily routine?
Oh, daily routine. Okay. Daily routine ko ngayon, medyo right now no, kasi with the introduction of crypto in my trading business, nag-adjust ako no. So, dati nagigising ako mga around 7:30. I make it to a point na I wake up at around 6:30 in the morning para lang makita ko yung galaw ng cryptocurrency, kasi the way I trade cryptocurrency is very objective lang yung habol ko. I have a daily objective of earning $1,000 to $2,000 per trade per day. Yun yung quota ko. And nakita ko sa cryptocurrency na the volatility period most of the time is coming from around 7 in the morning until 9 in the morning. So parang doon lang sa window na yun, doon lang ako nakababad sa crypto. So naghahanap lang ako ng very low hanging fruit. I buy on a certain entry, then I just sell on resistance. Ganun lang. Tapos syempre I can do that with leverage, and I think si paring JM mas kabisado, mas malaki maglaro si JM ng leverage eh. But ako ano lang, para sa akin I'm just trying to hit that quota of $1,000 to $2,000 per day. Si JM pare, million yan. so yun yung ginagawa ko sa umaga no. Yun yung ginagawa sa umaga, then syempre PSE 9:30. So once I hit my quota, I get my coffee, do breakfast, digo, alam mo na, morning routine. 9:30 dapat na sa harap na ng desk ko. 9:30 until 1, focus na sa PSE. kahit nung a few months ago, no, halos walang matrade, no, nakatingin na talaga ako. Talagang kailangan babad ka sa market eh para makita mo yung ano, makita mo yung kasi paminsan parang you need to be at your trading desk para ma-execute mo yun eh, para sniper. So syempre yun, after 1 o'clock lunch, then pahinga konti, 3 o'clock I start working out. Meron akong coach online, si Coach Marie Molano. Ayun, siya yung trainer ko for the past 6 months. At napakaganda ng progress namin. Dati, I was only squatting, pucha, nakakatawa, no, 50 kilos lang yung kaya kong squat dati. Hirap na ako nun. Right now, we're doing 130 kilos. 130 kilos of squat. 135 kilos ng deadlift. No? So, very, very big improvement. Very big improvement. So, after working out, tapos ako mga 4 o'clock, 4:30. Pahinga konti, 5 o'clock, basa libro, do some admin works for the foundation. Tapos sa gabi, it's either, yung gabi kasi I allocate it to my students eh. To my students or other trading related activities na kailangan ng consultation, whatsoever. Then after matapos nun, do some back test, do some trading plans for the next day. Para pulido, tuloy-tuloy lang. Kasi kailangan, as a trader, very crucial yung routine eh. Very crucial yung routine. No? Kung masira yung routine mo, sira din yung trading process mo eh. And I there's this quote, no? There's this quote na results is based on your process eh. Kumbaga parang the process is more important than the result. Kung yung proseso mo mali, yung results mo pangit. So everything is just result. Everything is just process eh. You just do it day in and day out eh. Kung mali yung proseso mo, your outcome will be bad. Kung tama yung proseso mo, your outcome will be good. So it's always like that. It's always like, medyo boring. Pero that's for weekdays, no, Monday to Friday. Saturday, Sunday, I have a very different routine, no. But basically, trading is everything, but trading is not my life. So I make sure na Saturday, Sunday, I spend time with my family at the same time sa future wife ko. So just preparing lang. So ayun, yun lang naman, Brad.
Solid. So I wanted to ask this question to you. First time ko lang tanungin. Lagi sinasabi ni Javi, from Open Journal, lagi yan sinasabi sa akin, palagi yan yung minimension, na trading is a high-performance sport. Para siyang high-performance sport. Would you, in any way, relate trading to working out? Are there similarities, or does working out one way or another actually benefit your trading?
It actually benefits your trading, no? Kasi trading is a performance sport wherein kailangan nasa peak condition ka. Peak condition mentally, physically, spiritually. So that's why you have to have those breaks from the market. At the same time, sharpening your mental capacity through reading books and whatsoever, no? At kung ito, i-add ko lang, no, lahat ng mga literature na binabasa ko ngayon, hindi siya trading related. Yun yung nakatawa. All of the things that I'm listening to and I'm reading, hindi na siya trading related. It's all about psychology. Kumbaga, parang self-confidence, winning, etc., how athletes think. At the same time, yung working out, very crucial yan. Kasi parang isipin mo, pare, kaya, how can you focus 4 straight hours in trading our local market na wala kang cardio? Parang you're at a disadvantage. And I totally agree with Sir Javi doon sa sinabi niya na talagang kailangan physically fit ka to perform at a high level. Gusto ko sanang i-add dito yung ano, no. Nanonood ka, pare, sa Netflix yung F1?
Hindi eh.
Ayun. Meron kasing documentary doon, yung sa F1 racing. Pare, isipin mo, driver lang sila, no? Pero pucha, kung mag-workout, grabe din. Intense. So, pucha, nakaupo lang sila sa manibela, no? Nakaupo lang sila sa manibela, pero yung cardio nila tsaka yung weightlifting nila, solid. Wala ka makikita ang F1 driver na mataba. Wala ka makikita ang F1 driver na mataba. At pare, kung titingnan mo rin, no, sa trading right now, no, sa local trading scene natin, almost everyone is fit. You're fit payat ka. You look very healthy. Sila JC, sila JM, they're fit. Si Javi ganun din kasi I saw Javi's picture a few years ago, medyo ano siya, medyo fluffy, pero po siya right now batak. Mm-hmm. Batak or basta fit na fit. Oo, siya.
So ganda nung physique ni Javi ngayon, tama.
Oo. So ano siya? Wala kang makitang successful na tao na mataba. Sorry, ano ah, this is not I mean, mataba pa rin naman ako, but I've improved from a year ago. Sobrang layo na, no. So you really have to take care of yourself. Pucha, ang dami ko naman sinabi nung napapalayo tayo. Sorry na.
Ito, redirect natin yung topic. Ito, I'm curious to know, what was the biggest mistake you made in your trading journey? And how did you address it?
Okay. Remember my kwento kanina na ayon, that ayon trade grew my portfolio 400%. So from 300,000 naging 1.2 siya. My biggest trading mistake in my journey was having this invincible mindset. Na the next trade will be even bigger. So nagkaroon ako ng Superman syndrome, feeling ko lahat ng ginagawa ko tama. So yung 1.2M nabawasan yun, parang naging 800 to 700,000 lang yun. So ang ginawa ko is parang I've detached myself from the market first, nag-pause muna ako, and I tried to look at my performance looking outside perspective. So paano mo gagawin yun? Look at your past trades, journal it, tingnan mo kung ano yung nangyari. At nakita ko na parang in one day I'm making 10 trades. Tapos series of small losses, and it accumulates, no. So ang ginawa ko na lang is since nakita ko yung ganung pattern ko na I've been over trading, sabi ko sige, I will not enter a trade setup na hindi siya yung low hanging fruit or yung hindi siya yung madali. So there's this misconception kasi, Toma, na para masabi na magaling kang trader, you have to trade the most difficult setup. Mali yun. The market doesn't care how difficult the trade setup you're doing. What matters is your bottom line. So pucha, sa crypto basic lang, puros ano lang ako, key level breakouts lang tinitira ko. So ganun lang, puros low hanging fruits lang, and that actually yung parang tumulong sa akin para maging consistently profitable trader. And right now I'm trading for a living and living my best life, parang ganun. So ayun lang, ang dami ko na naman sinabi, pare, paluin mo kapag marami ako sinasabi.
okay lang. Ito, piggybacking off your statement of misconceptions, what do you think are maybe 2 to 3 common misconceptions newbies or new people coming into the stock market or the trading world have that can negatively affect their performance?
Okay. Number one, siguro the biggest misconception is you can study everything by yourself. Hindi ako naniniwala. Yeah, I mean, naniniwala ako na you can profit from the market by self-studying. But there's this I have this bias na it's better to look for a mentor that can show you the way. Parang ganun, no. So parang kasi right now sa industriya natin, parang ay hindi, pucha, ang dami ng mga mentoring program, hindi ko na kailangan yan, parang scam yan, ganito ganyan, aral na lang sa sarili ko. And buti na lang sa Investa, pucha, ang daming learning, no. But very important pa rin is having that person guiding you yung dun sa journey mo. So yun yung biggest misconception for me na self-study lang sapat na. Sometimes you have to find people that you can talk to, people that can guide you and everything, no. Number two, lahat ng traders mayaman, no. That's one of the biggest misconceptions. Based on the numbers, I've been teaching sa old group dati. Ang success rate ng isang trader to succeed in this industry, napakababa. Kasi you have to remember, trading is a high-performance sport. And at the same time, trading is a zero-sum game. For someone to win, someone has to lose. So, sobrang konti lang talaga yung nagsasucceed. So, with that being said, pucha, ano ba yung sinabi kong misconception na nawala ako?
lahat ng traders mayaman.
Ayun, lahat ng traders mayaman. No? So, hindi. 90% of the traders that I know, negative. 90%. 10%, 9% break even. 1% lang kumikita sa trading community. That's just my rough estimate, no. So, for you to be profitable in the markets, ibig sabihin you're the top 1%. 'Di ba? So, pucha, a good benchmark is ano, yung performance ng mga equity funds. Kung titingnan mo yung year-to-date performance, hindi ganun kaganda. And these are professional fund managers. Diba? So, ibig sabihin nun, kung negative ka, you're part of ano, part ka nung average. But, if break-even ka, or kumikita ka, you're part of the top 10%. So, ayun. So, hindi porke trader ka, mayaman ka na agad. Sometimes, you really have to perform. Hmm. Wala pa bang mga misconception? Trading is easy. 'Di ba? Ang daming sasabi na trading is easy eh. Actually, a better statement is trading is simple, but it is not easy. A better statement is trading is simple, but it is not easy. Bakit ba simple ang trading? Kasi kung titingnan mo, linya-linya lang 'yan. Linya-linya or psychology lang or whatsoever, no? But nagiging mahirap siya because it involves your money. Anything that involves money, ano sumasama dyan? Emotions. Pucha, isang buwang trabaho to ah. Ano to? Pambili ko na to ng pang down payment ko na to sa ano, sa Mercedes-Benz ko, or pang down payment ko na to sa condo ko. So parang kapag hinaluan mo kasi ng pera, na-amplify yung emotions mo. And sabi nga nung mentor ko si T. Harv Eker, when emotions goes up, intelligence goes down. So kung hindi ka ready dun sa pera na itataya mo or ipupusta mo sa stock market, wag mo na lang ituloy. So ulitin ko, trading is simple but it is not easy because it involves a lot of factors: your money, your psychology, your mindset, your financial thermostat, etc., etc. So if you're a profitable trader, ito na sasabihin ko, you're a mature person. You look at it very calmly or you observe it. Basta ano, napakaganda ng sense of judgment mo. So, ayun.
Okay. So, ito. The next two questions will be piggybacking off your points sa misconception 2 and 3. Misconception 2, you mentioned na, ano nga ba yun? Na, ayun, you talked about how only 80% lose money, 9% break even, and 1% make money. And I wanted to ask this question last, pero I think it's a good time to come in with it. If you could boil down successful trading into three main factors, what would those three main factors be?
Pucha, hindi ako ready dito. Ano ba yung three main factors? Isip tayo. Number one, siguro ano? Number one is you have to be accountable to for the results, whether it's a winning trade or a losing trade. You have to be accountable for it. Okay? Number two, siguro ano, dapat sinulat ko na to eh. Nawala sa isip ko. Na-ready na ako dito eh. Teka, isipin ko ah. Successful trading. Ayun, number one. You have to be very decisive with your entries and exits. Kumbaga, you cannot second guess yourself. That's number one. Number two, you have to have conviction with your trade setups or your allocation. So, bakit importante yung being decisive and having conviction? No? Kasi, being decisive is so quick decision making. Kumbaga, split second psychotic. Nabubulol ako. Split second decision making. Being decisive. Whether you wanna buy at that level, dapat unahan mo na. Number two is, you have to have conviction. Kasi, in trading, in trading the stock market, no, I believe in concentrated bets. So having concentrated bets would give you bang for the buck on your position. Kumbaga, kung 50% allocation tapos nag 100%, edi up na portfolio mo ng 50%, something like that, no. So number three is proper risk management. Hindi pwedeng lagi kang all in. So you have to account for proper risk management. So ayun, yun yung tingin ko, ulitin ko, no. Decisiveness, conviction, and proper risk management. Pucha, nawala sa isip ko yung okay sagot ko doon.
Okay lang. Tapos ito naman, yung third point we talked about, you talked about trading is simple but not easy, or trading is not easy. If tama yung ano ko, I remember when I started out trading noong late 2018. So pumasok kasi ako bear market, no? Naknamalas, pumasok ako. Well, blessing in disguise din, di ba? So, masok ako, tail end ng bull market. But, I was, syempre, bagong pasok sa market, tapos may mga events pa, invest time, san-san, may mga nakakausap ka, kachismis na. Kaya ko narinig na ang dami nagsimula mag full-time trade. Right? Pero 2017 nung nag-start sa market. 2017 was sa bull market sa PSE. And then, I'm sure, noong 2020, coming off the market crash, lasso market, not only locally, but US market, and then crypto pa, I'm sure marami din naging full-time trader na kapasok lang 2020. Who might think na, might have the misconception na trading is easy. Kasi lahat ng titira, tumataas eh. So, could you give us your two cents on when should someone make that leap of faith to becoming a full-time trader? Kasi, okay. Yun, coming from someone who, like you, who's living it, I believe you can give us good advice on that.
Okay, sige. actually, trading full-time is parang it's a very prestigious job, no. But to be honest, before you take that leap of faith, you have to consider a lot of things. And the first one is, you have to have a bread and butter setup. That's the most crucial part. Na parang any market condition, whether it's a bull market or a bear market, you can reach your quota, your monthly quota to achieve your monthly expense or whatsoever. Dapat meron kang bread and butter setup. Number two is, kahit papaano, hindi ka pwede mag-leap of faith na wala kang at least one year na nakatabi. Okay? One year na emergency fund for yourself. Na parang, itong one year na to, nandito lang to for me to live one year na full-time trader ako. Dapat magkaroon ako ng results. Ayan. Tapos number three, when you decide to go full-time, dapat wala kang option B. So, ibig sabihin yan, kapit ka sa patali. I mean, when you take that leap of faith kasi, sobra siyang life-changing decision. You may or may not regret it. Okay? I have a lot of friends na I know some people or some friends na try to become a full-time trader but it's not for them. So, kung hindi talaga siya para sa'yo, tanggapin mo na hindi siya para sa'yo. So, ibig sabihin nun, you didn't put in the effort na kailangan. So, the most important thing talaga no is having that bread and butter setup na day in and day out, kahit anong condition ng market, mapagkakakitaan mo yung market. Ayun. Yun lang. Very straightforward answer lang. Pucha, hindi masaya si Toma.
Ay, akala ko may ano ba kayo, may...
Hindi. Yun lang naman, Brad, kasi to be honest, no, wala talaga eh. Kailangan talaga meron ka talaga bread and butter setup eh. Kasi kung wala yun, wag na lang. Wag na lang. Yung parang bigla ka magdedesisyon na gusto kong mag full-time trader, pero mucha, wala kang alam na setup. Ang alam mo na ng setup is yung ano, FB analysis. Sinabi kasi ni ganito, labilhin to. O, pucha, patay tayo dyan.
Delikado.
Delikado yun.
Okay, so ito. I think our Kwentuhan session has been going on for about an hour. So I want to end it with two questions that I think would be very beneficial for the community. So, first is, how do you handle your psychology, right, when you finally start to handle big sums of money? Say, nakwento mo sa simula, you started with a small amount, you grew it, and then from that one trade, I believe Ion, from 300,000 to 1.2, 1.3 mo. So, how does the psychology change in those dynamics?
Okay, that's a good question. No? So, just to give you some context, I'm managing a fund na rin, kahit pa paano. Close to 9 digits na rin siya. Tama ba 9 digits? Oh, mga ganun. So, parang ang nangyari sa akin is ano eh. Parang ang the way I trade the market right now is hindi ko na siya tinitingnan based on monetary value. Na kunwari, panalo ko ng ganito, talo ko ng ganito on peso value. Hindi ko siya tinitingnan ng ganun. Tinitingnan ko siya in terms of percentage. And you have to detach yourself doon sa amount of money that you may be winning or you may be losing. Kasi there are certain trades na pucha, talo ko ng 2M or 1M. Pero yun pala, ilang percent lang pala of your portfolio, something like that, no? So if you have that kind of mindset na percentage ka lang nakatingin, it gives you a better perspective on your overall performance eh. So yun, talagang look at it based on percentage, and you have to detach yourself on the monetary value. And having that kind of detachment, mahirap yun, ha? Parang pucha, itong 5M na to, pwede na ako bumili ng ano, ng ano ba, BMW Series 3, mga ganon. Diba? So, parang at the back of your mind, lagi mong isipin yun. But, kung percentage ka na nakatingin, and you detach yourself dun sa monetary value, baliwala na yun. Baliwala na yun sa'yo.
Mas mababaw pa nga ako dyan eh. Sa'yo, diba, yung example mo, 5M, dati, nung sisimula pala ako, nung I think I was late 17, early 18. Simula ako, students allowance, simula ako maliit. Nag-cut loss ako, 500. Pikon na pikon talaga ako kasi pwede na pang Jollibee, pwede na pang commute, pwede na pang merienda. So, agree ako sa point mo. Yun din sabi sa ni JC few years ago, dapat percentage natin. So, eto, for my final question, eto medyo philosophical na question. Do you believe great traders are born or great traders are made?
Great traders are made. Mas hindi ako naniniwala na yung magaling na trader pinapanganak eh. Kasi pucha, like some of our idols, no, sila Mark Minervini. Hindi naman yan pinanganak na magaling talaga eh. Kung babasahin mo yung story niya, talagang kumpiyansa lang at tiwala sa sarili. At talagang you really have to have that burning desire to succeed. So, para sa akin, great traders are made. Either by fate, by luck, or through ano, to sheer grit and perseverance. And pare, sa totoo lang, one of the most important quality for you to become a successful trader is having that grit and perseverance na one day your time will come. I don't know kung nabasa mo na to, no, book na to, no, pero merong book sa SMB Capital, I forgot the author, no, parang yung title ng book is One Good Trade. To me, my one good trade was Ion. And hindi siya dumating sa akin dahil swerte ako. Dumating yung trade na yon because I was the right person at the right place at the right time. Nag-aral ako. I was ready. I was mentally prepared to take that trade. At po siya, talaga nag-execute lang tayo. So, all it takes is just one big trade eh. And your life would turn around. Ako naniniwala ko, ikaw, Toma, meron ka rin yan.
Meron din.
Diba? Oh. One good trade lang talaga eh. Yun yung mag-fast track ng trajectory mo eh. So, yun.
Solid. And nabasa ko ba yung book na yun? I think yung meron ako PDF pero pang first few pages lang. So, yun. Boss Irving Chin, before I let you go, meron ka bang final words right sa community natin? Or is there anyone you want to shout out before we end?
Ah, sige. Siguro a few words lang. Thank you for letting me do this, no. Syempre, number one, thank you sa Team Investa, no. So, you guys have been one of the pioneers dito sa financial markets natin dito sa Pilipinas. Kung wala kayo, walang mangyayari. I mean, kung wala kayo, baka hindi natin ma-achieve yung level natin right now. And pucha, ang dami niyo natulungan. And just continue with your mission, no. So, ako, I'm 100% aboard with what you're doing. Sobrang ganda ng ginagawa ninyo, no. So, thank you for being there for us, Investa, yung sa aming mga traders, no. Number two, siguro shoutout sa mga students ko sa The Foundation tsaka sa Catalyst, no. So, ayun. Then siguro shoutout na rin sa former mentor ko, sila Z, no? Kahit pa paano, kahit na split up na kami, talagang he played a big role in my life. So, ganun na rin yun. And at the same time, syempre, kay Cap din. Talagang, until now, I'm still being mentored by him, not in trading, but in other aspects. So, ayun, mukhang yun lang, no? So, last word, ito lang sabihin ko mga inaanak. Buti ko na inaanak, no? Dreams don't work if you don't do. Lagi yung tatadaan yan. So, yun.
Yun.
Yun lang, pare.
Yun, okay. So, Boss Irving, thank you for spending this medyo cold Friday night with me. Right? And to everyone watching, please comment down below. Thank you kay Boss Irving for sharing his insights with us dito sa Deep Pockets. And let me know then if you guys want me to interview anyone else in the future. So, again, Boss, Maraming salamat.
Thank you for having me.
Yon, okay.
That's it. Thank you for listening to the Deep Pockets by Investa podcast and stay tuned for our next episode.